This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with John Barchard, BGN Radio, Sports Radio 94 WIP, as we talk Eagles, who wrapped up rookie camp over the weekend. OTAs right around the corner, start a week from Tuesday. And first of all, John, with the draft in the books, with rookie camp in the books, I think most of the big name free agents or free agents this team's going to acquire are pretty much in the fold. Looking at this roster compared to the roster that won Super Bowl, better, worse, about the same, how would you grade it?
I would say right now it's obviously a little better. I mean, just in the draft alone and being able to see Dallas Goedert, live and in person there, you get the sense that like this is going to change their offense a little bit in a good way. Having two tight ends and a guy that is completely different from what Zach Ertz gives you and has the same kind of catching ability and maybe a little plus as a blocker as well. I think just from a draft standpoint, that's going to be very interesting to see, how Carson Wentz has not one but two safety valves going through there, on top of which you've added Mike Wallace, who's pretty much a slight upgrade over Torrey Smith. So you have speed, you have guys with size that are going to control the middle of the field, and that's a huge plus for somebody that's coming back from an ACL tear, an IT band tear, getting him comfortable once again, because that's the other thing. I'm pretty optimistic now. I'm pretty convinced that Carson Wentz is going to be ready for week one. What he's going to look like in that state, I don't know, but certainly these upgraded weapons will help him. The only really thing that I see right now that's a question mark, even though that the Eagles have a ton of defensive line depth, they are still shopping for maybe some more D-tackle help. That could be from the news of Timmy Jernigan and his injury, because it sounds like he might not be back until November. So I would say that's the small downgrade right now, but they have a ton of different depth. They just went for, Michael Bennett and went for Josh Sweat in the draft as well. So a lot of opportunity and for him and Brandon Graham and everybody else, Fletcher Cox, to still improve. Even with Timmy gone, you still have a lot of depth on that defensive line.
I'm with you. I think the Dallas Goedert, I think if they had actually taken him at 32 instead of trading down, I don't think anyone would have blinked an eye because of the quality of player he is. So let's assume he's going to be the most impactful rookie. Who's number two on that list, either draft choice or undrafted rookie free agent? Who is another guy you're looking at that you think really could make some noise this season?
As I mentioned before, I'd keep an eye on Josh Sweat. I think was one of the steals in the draft, but in terms of immediate impact, I actually think Avante Maddox might even have a bigger impact than Dallas Goedert in his first year in terms of what they're looking for. The Eagles desperately need somebody to step up at that nickel position. They were all, we can say lucky, we can say they were really smart, but Patrick Robinson really worked out at a high level last year. So being able to have him playing in and outside saved a lot of those games when Ronald Darby was down. I think in terms of what Maddox can bring into a secondary where you're going to see Sidney Jones finally come out and play, and you're going to have Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills. It'll be interesting to me what kind of rotation that they're going to have at that nickel position, because that was, somewhere around 60% of the time, I think the Eagles are always in nickel. He's got the speed. He's a little bit of kind of raw, as most rookies are, but he's got a lot of different agilities, and his cutting is really nice. Sticks with the smaller wide receivers. Would love to see how he does against bigger wide receivers. And for a Pitt defense that he was a part of that was mostly terrible, he was one of the bright shining stars in that. I would really look for Avante Maddox to make a big impact on this team early.
You mentioned that you're convinced more so now that Carson Wentz will be ready for week one. What's led you down that road?
I think between just him at the initial press conferences when everybody was coming back into NovaCare, the follow-ups with Angelo Cataldi on WIP in the morning show, is saying all that different stuff there. It just seems like he wants to say, I'm going to be ready for week one. But again, it's a long time before you get to week one. You don't want to jinx anything. He's still going through his rehab process. But everybody that you talk to He's like, wow, this kid is ready to rock and roll. He wants to get back out on the field, and not in a dangerous way that we all kind of think of that. It's like, oh, he's rushing it. He's trying to get to a certain point just so he can get back out on the field again, and he's going to ignore what's going on. But that's not what's happening here. I mean, he's, by all accounts, working extremely hard on his rehab. And, you know, they just, like I said before, man, I don't think he just, like, he can't come out and say, I'm going to be ready for week one. But he's far ahead of schedule. Doug Peterson has even mentioned that as well. So, yeah, it's just the vibe of the building in Carson and his mentality right now says that he's going to be ready week one.
OTA start next week. What are some things you're looking for, either X and O wise, chemistry wise, or just as far as how things are developing?
Really, I'm curious how the wide receivers end up shaking out here, because, like I mentioned before, you know, Mike Wallace is here. I think a lot of us assume that they were preparing Mac Hollins to be, you know, that number two guy in this offense. So I want to see where they end up putting both of those guys, and certainly how that affects his role. I don't know if it's going to increase, stay the same, decrease with Mike Wallace being here. So be interested in some of the formations there. And also who comes off the field when you do have Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz on there. If they're working on some of those packages early, what is that going to look like? They certainly had a lot of, you know, two tight end and three tight end personnel last year, and I think at one point they were leading the league in it. But now that you have an even more dynamic guy, is that Nelson Agholor snaps that he's eating up? Is it, you know, Mike Wallace? Is it depending on down and distance and yardage? So I'm really excited to see what Doug has in some new wrinkles and some new setups here to play with, and that's that still goes back to the wide receiving core. Also, where's Darren Sproles at? You know, it's that's another thing. You just, even though it's shorts and shells, you want to make sure that, you know, he's still got it at where is he now, 35, 36? So, like, it's really impressive, his comeback and coming back for another year, because he wants to be a part of this thing too. So just seeing where all of those dynamics lie between the offense, who's getting snaps and who's eating them up, is the thing I'm keeping my eye on the most.
John Barchard, Sports Radio 94 WIP, BGN Radio, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Eagles. And, John, if someone wants to check out all of your stuff, what should they do?
Head to BleedingGreenNation.com, or you can go to BGNRadio.com for all of your daily podcasts and Eagles news.
John, thanks for the time and insight.
You got it, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.